Morning, Mary.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning. Go ahead, Mary.
My point just was that the lady there said that the woman decides if she's ready to be a mother. But my point is that once a woman is pregnant, she is already a mother. So the decision is taken out of her hands. And also that if the pregnant woman mother pondered the words that Bernie Smith said there, that if she has one of these abortions, her baby is going down the toilet, I think she'd think twice about it.
Stay there, Mary. Wendy, you disagree.
I beg your pardon, Stephen, what did you say?
You disagree, Wendy. Tell me why.
Because I just don't believe anyone should be forced into doing something against their will, particularly undergoing a biological process. I think making it enforceable by law is the greatest human rights violation I could possibly think of. And there you have it.
I would just like to say as well, Stephen, I'm a mother myself.
So am I.
And had I ever been faced with the choice, as they put it there, my life or my baby's, I would have said, I've had my life, let my baby live, let my baby have a chance, let my baby have its go on earth, because that baby will never have a chance again. I may be pregnant with other children, but that child, that son or daughter of mine, will never have a chance on this earth.
Wendy?
And neither will you, Mary.
I'm here now, thank you to God.
You express
my mother did not.
Hold on, Mary. Let me hear from Wendy.
Why is it that the woman's life, the mother's life, is secondary? Why does the mother not matter?
You've had your life.
What about the people that will miss you? What about your parents? What about the children you have? Do you not owe it to them to stay around?
If there is ever a case where a mother's life is in danger, a doctor has a duty to do all he can to save both lives. And that is what doctors do. They do all they can to save both lives.
And if he can't, then the mother's life must take priority.
Ireland is at the moment the safest country in the world for a woman to have her baby.
It is the most dangerous as far as I'm concerned because there is no choice for a woman.
No, it's not, Wendy. You want to bring your abortion pills, your abortion procedures into Northern Ireland, and you want to kill our babies.
I want to give women the choice.
Mary, I think you've got to let her finish.
Childbirth or not.
Yep.
I think that is the right of every human being to decide what
their
body goes through.
It's the right of an unborn baby to have a voice. For others,
it doesn't have a voice, I'm afraid, Mary. It doesn't have a voice.
You don't have a right to say who should live and who should die.
I have absolutely every right to decide.
A baby in the womb has as much right.
It's my womb, Mary. It's my womb. I have absolutely every right to decide what stays in it and what doesn't.
It's not your life. You have your own life. That baby has a separate life.
It does not. Not until it's born.
No, it does. From the moment of conception.
Absolutely not.
It is a complete human being.
Not from the stage of viability. Until the stage of viability, it does not have a life separately.
It has its own life separate in its own compartment of the womb. It is as a complete...
Yes, but that is my womb, Mary. That is my womb. And you are saying pregnancy must be enforceable by law. Can you please tell me one law that is specific to men?
Hold on.
Tell me one law.
Well, let's give her a chance. Let's give Mary some space to respond to you, Wendy.
Thanks, okay.
The baby in the womb is as complete as a life as yours.
I disagree.
You can't. It's a complete life.
Whether
it's somebody's son or daughter from the moment of conception.
Whether it is a separate life or not, if I don't want it there, I shouldn't have to keep it there.
It's your son or daughter.
No law should be in place to tell me once I am pregnant, I damn well am going to stay pregnant until it's finished.
Right, you're a mother. Once you're pregnant, you're already a mother. That's your son or daughter. It's like the Duchess of Cambridge. She doesn't say, I'm expecting a fetus. She says, I'm expecting a baby. They say, oh, maybe she's expecting a daughter.
Well, fetus is...
How do you think the world would feel if she went to have an... How would the world feel if she went to have an abortion?
I've had 5 fetuses, Mary, and they've grown into 5 adults. Because they were wanted.
Did you abort any of your fetuses?
I have had an abortion, yes.
Well, that's son or daughter.
When I was young and when I needed to have it. But my children were wanted.
Why do you feel you needed to have it, Wendy?
Well, it was personal details at the time. I was only 18.
Did you not consider that was as much as worthy a son or daughter as the ones you allowed to live?
It was neither here nor there, Mary. I did not want to have it.
So you decided that son or daughter did not deserve life?
Yes.
That's sad, Wendy. Very, very sad.
Mary, so is life. Life is tough. Life is bad.
No, it's not. The innocent, defenceless baby in the womb, the people of Northern Ireland will speak up for it. The people across Ireland will speak up for it.
They're not speaking up for the rights of
the
woman.
Okay. I have heard them on the radio and they are speaking up for it. They do not want the baby, as Bernie Smith said.
Okay, Wendy and Mary, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you.